News. COP28 kicks off this week with thousands of diplomats set to convene over the state of our climate. It's an annual event put on by the UN and comes as climate-related disasters have been steadily increasing and scientists have been sounding the alarm about the need for colossal and coordinated action. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rob Jackson, Earth Systems Science Professor at Stanford and Chair of the Global Carbon Project. Professor, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
So how important is this event? Because isn't the president skipping it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the leaders of both of the world's biggest fossil fuel polluters, the United States and China, are skipping this event, President Biden and Xi. So it's not a good sign for a large agreement, but we'll keep optimistic and see what happens.
So what kind of policies or changes do come out of an event like this?
Well, you see often agreements to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So we've seen methane agreements in the past. I've got my eye on methane for this COP. Methane is the second most important greenhouse gas after carbon dioxide. There's a lot of anticipation about climate financing and loss and damage funds, financial agreements around climate for this COP too. I would expect to see something in that realm.
What are you hoping to see with regards to methane?
Well, we have the first ever global methane agreement that's a 30% reduction by the year 2030. We just need more than that, and we need to reduce fossil fuel use and pollution. And every time we do that, we cut methane leakage through renewable power, electric cars, and many other clean energy fuels and technologies.
How is the U.S. doing when it comes to methane?
We could be doing more. Europe is doing far more than we are to reduce methane emissions. Our biggest sources are cattle around the world and oil and gas operations. So those two areas are big in the United States, and there's more focus and much more attention on the oil and gas industry than there is on the cattle industry. But many people don't realize that cows emit as much methane as the oil and gas sector does.
Is there anything that Europe is doing that we could borrow here?
There's a lot that Europe is doing. They are speeding the transition to reduce carbon dioxide and methane emissions faster than we are through everything from clean energy incentives, methane management, waste management, landfill action, reducing emissions from landfills. So they have a much better and stronger organized portfolio of climate actions than we do in the United States.
What do you think about it being held in Dubai?
Well, there is some irony in the United Arab Emirates hosting this year's climate conference. They're a top five global oil producer and not exactly the first in line to cut emissions. There's some skepticism around UAE as host. I think that's fair to say.
What do you see coming out of that? I mean, is it a time where you can sort of hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, and say, hey, what are you doing?
It can be, and it can play out that way, but it's an opportunity to shine attention on pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, but it's also an opportunity for the host to push their agenda, and I think that's some of the concern around the Emirates as the host, as one of the world's biggest oil producers.
Professor, thanks very much for your time. Rob Jackson is Earth Systems Science Professor from Stanford and Chair of the Global Carbon Project ahead of the COP28, which kicks off this week in Dubai.